So I recently read some of the comments on one of my videos, and in that video I mentioned you might have a Raspberry Pi that was headless. And someone actually asked in the comments, well, how do you set up a Raspberry Pi to be headless? So in this video, I want to look at four ways to set up a headless Raspberry Pi. That's using Raspberry Pi Connect, Secure Shell, VNC, and a KVM. So what do I mean by headless? That means without hooking up a monitor, keyboard, and a mouse, so it's just sitting there without a head, the monitor being, the head, and you access it remotely over Ethernet or over Wi-Fi. So it's not disconnected, it's not a disconnected Raspberry Pi, it's a headless Raspberry Pi, which means you have access to it, but you don't have a monitor, keyboard, or mouse attached to it. Now, it all starts with the Raspberry Pi imager. The first step in setting up a Raspberry Pi is to create bootable media, which is normally an SD card. And to do that, we use the Raspberry Pi imager. Well, let me show you. Okay, so here we are inside of the Raspberry Pi imager. The first step you do is select your type of Raspberry Pi. I've got a Raspberry Pi 5. That's great. I'll go with the 64-bit version of Raspberry Pi OS. Of course, there are lots of other things you can choose here. Okay, now you next need to pick your SD card, and in my case, it's this one here. So it's a 32-gigabyte SD card, no problem there. What name am I going to call it? Well, we're just going to call it Pi 5, no problem. And then you set your time zone and keyboard. And now this is very important because you're accessing your device remotely, you're going to need to set up your username and password. Now, one of the interesting things about the Raspberry Pi image is it remembers the username and password you set up last time, so it's remembered it for me. If you're doing it the first time, you type in your username here and then the password in those two fields there. Okay, now this is really important. When you are connecting up your headless Raspberry Pi, you have to be able to have connectivity to it. So you can either do that through an Ethernet connection, in which case you don't need to worry about the Wi-Fi connection, or you need to worry about the Wi-Fi connection. So again, you type in the SSID, that's the Wi-Fi network name, and the password. Again, it saved it for me because I'm always using the same SSID and password. Again, if it's the first time, you type them in there. And here's another important one. One of the methods we're going to use to connect to our remote Raspberry Pi is SSH, Secure Shell. So we want that enabled. And we'll just use password authentication for the moment. There are other ways which we will not cover in this video because once you've got connectivity, you've got access to your machine. So that will allow me to log in using that Gary username that you just saw and the password that I entered. And then this is another thing we're going to set up on this go around because we're going to also enable Raspberry Pi Connect. That's another one of our methods. So if you activate that, it will then ask you now to go to the Raspberry Pi Connect website. And you get to that by clicking on this, and it'll open up a web browser for you. Now, once you open up the website, click on the button to create this authentication token. You can see it's been filled in here. This is unique and it only lasts for a few minutes. So this is now invalid by the time you're watching this video. But this will allow me to connect up my Raspberry Pi via Raspberry Pi Connect. And then that's it. It says here's the summary of what's going on. Go ahead and write it. So I've now enabled Secure Shell. I've enabled Raspberry Pi Connect. I've enabled it to connect to a network via Wi-Fi. And of course, I've set my username and password, all the things I need to be able to start to access my Raspberry Pi. Let's go ahead and write that SD card. So that finished writing. So I took it out of the SD card reader on my PC, put it into the Raspberry Pi, and connected up the power. After a minute or two, it had finished up booting. And then you open up your web browser and go over to connect.raspberrypi.com. And here I am on my Raspberry Pi Connect page. As you can see, I've got lots of Raspberry Pis. But what's interesting us is this one here, Pi 5. You notice that's what I called it. Okay, it's online, so it's everything is good. And all I need to do here is go over to Connect Via, and I'm going to say Screen Sharing, and let's see what happens. So up comes a window with my Raspberry Pi. So I have now connected to a Raspberry Pi. It's completely headless. There's no keyboard connected to it, no mouse, no Ethernet cable, no monitor via HDMI. There's just a power cable and it's connected over the Wi-Fi, and here I am. So from here, I can go ahead and just to start to use my Raspberry Pi as I see fit. So that's one way to connect to your Raspberry Pi in a headless setup. Now, another way to connect is just using Secure Shell. So here I've opened up PowerShell on my Windows PC. You can do this equally from Linux and from macOS using exactly the same commands. And actually, because I called it Pi 5, the kind of the network discovery will mean it knows the IP address of this without me needing to worry about it. So I type SSH Secure Shell Gary, that's the username we set up during that setup process, at Pi 5, that was what we called it. And we just go ahead and press enter. I'm connecting. It says, are you sure you want to connect? This is the first time you do that. It wants to be very sure that you're not connecting to something wrong. Yes, I want to do that. Okay, so now type in your password. Again, what we entered during that setup process. And that's it. I'm now connected. I can run HTOP there. Okay, now, of course, yes, this is just a command line. You've not got a desktop, but it is one way to connect. And in fact, what we're going to do now is to show you how you can actually get VNC running via the command line, because we've connected via Secure Shell, and now we want to get VNC up and running. Okay, so if you've got command line access to your Raspberry Pi, but you still want a desktop, then we can enable VNC. Now, the way you do that is you do sudo Raspberry Pi hyphen config, which is a program, brings up a nice menu system. We go down here to number 3, interface options, press enter, and look here, number 3 is enable the graphical remote desktop access via VNC. So we hit enter to select that. Do you want it enabled? Use the arrow keys here so you can go left and right. Yes, I do. Okay, and that's going ahead and saying it is now enabled. And finally, we hit the tab key here to go to finish. Now, you're going to need an actual VNC viewer. In this case, I'm using Real VNC Viewer. There are several different alternatives. You don't have to use this one, but it's very simple to connect. All you've got to do is type in here Pi 5 and hit enter. It's saying, I've never connected this before. Are you sure that's what you want to do? Yes, I am. And now you just type in my username and password. Well, Gary, we know, and the password we set. Okay, click on OK. And there you go. I've now got, let's see if that can make that big screen. There we go. I've now got Raspberry Pi connected via VNC. So 3 ways we've covered so far. I can do it via Raspberry Pi Connect. I can do it by Secure Shell, or I can do it by VNC, and I can get the desktop up and running. And the final way you can connect to a headless Raspberry Pi is using a KVM keyboard video mouse. Here I'm using a USB based KVM. And basically you connect one side of this little box into a laptop, and you connect the other side into the Raspberry Pi, a USB cable so that it can emulate the keyboard and mouse, and HDMI cable so you can see the video that's coming from it. But you don't need to connect an actual keyboard and mouse and monitor, you just connect this little box. Let me show you that running. Okay, so here I am in the software, and all you do is you go up here in this particular piece of software and click on the connect, and that will connect you to the board. That's it. I'm now connected here on my main Windows PC, and it's doing it all by this little box and the cables that I've connected into my Raspberry Pi. So there you go. I've got full access now to my Raspberry Pi running here via the KVM. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, and I really hope you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you enjoy this channel, I recommend that you subscribe. And if you want to support the channel, then please go ahead and join with one of the memberships. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.